Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we'll go back to the hearing. We're going to pivot now to the Harris campaign. And I'm compiling in the background here a bunch of just insane Harris videos. And it needs to be policy, and it needs to be public statements that we go after. I mean, yeah, her laugh is crazy, and her shenanigans and dance moves are cringe, but it's the policy that will defeat her. And they had a White Dudes for Harris hearing, and we're about to be joined by Brianna Morello, who I guess was able to sneak into the meeting because they don't know what a woman is, so she was able to get into the White Dudes for Harris. She's going to tell us about it, but here's some of the aftermath. And when you listen to this statement from Pete Buttigieg, you just realize everything they say is disingenuous. Everything Pete Buttigieg says in this interview is disingenuous or an outright lie. Let's break it down in clip 8.
But for all of that, what's really filling my sails right now, and what I think Kamala Harris is expressing so well right now, is the positive side of all this, a reminder of what we are for. Namely, freedom.
Freedom.
I'm so glad she has made freedom the theme of her campaign, because I think in so many ways that's...
Pause it. Freedom is the theme of Kamala Harris's campaign. What is he talking about? What freedom is he talking about? I guess abortion? That's where he's going to go. Freedom? The party of vaccine mandates? The party of higher taxes? The party of forcing you to pay for non-citizens and wars and illegal border crossers? Freedom. The party of censorship? The party wants to take your guns? Kamala Harris has made multiple statements saying she wants to take your guns. Party of freedom? What an outright misrepresentation or lie. The candidate of freedom. Unbelievable. These are the games they play. Continue.
And yes, women's freedom is exhibit A after Donald Trump demolished the right to choose. But
okay, pause it right there. Donald Trump demolished the right to choose. Tell me, what action did Donald Trump do directly that changed any abortion laws in this country? What did Donald Trump do? I'd love to hear Pete Buttigieg answer that question. Of course, the answer is he didn't do anything. The Supreme Court sent the abortion laws to the states, which, by the way, far-left liberal Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg said in multiple interviews that Roe v. Wade should have never happened and that that issue belonged at the state level already. So no, Trump did not abolish abortion rights. That is just an outright lie. The Supreme Court sent the issue to the states. It's a states issue. It has nothing to do with Trump. So just another complete lie from Buttigieg. Continue.
But of course, men are also more free in a country where we have a president who stands up for things like access to abortion.
Oh, pause it. Oh, my gosh. Access to abortion care. Just say what it is. You want to be able to kill their babies. Men have more freedom. Wow. So, congratulations, men. You can go around knocking up women and have your children killed. Wow. What a campaign statement. Are you trying to be the VP, Buttigieg? See how that one takes. Congratulations, men. Hey, men, vote for Democrats because we'll let you kill your kids. We'll let you kill your kids. Vote for Kamala is freedom for men to kill their kids. I mean, unbelievable that this stuff flies. All right, finish the clip.
Are more free when the leader of the free world and the leader of this country supports access to birth control.
And then there's that lie. Show me any Republican Party platform policy that wants to stop access to birth control. You can't find it. You might be able to find a Republican here or there. It's a fringe minority that has suggested maybe getting rid of contraceptives or birth control. It's not the Republican Party platform. It's not even in Project 2025. So it's just another outright lie that they tell you. So everything they say is either a misrepresentation or just an outright lie. That's all. If Democrats, that is all they do, is either misrepresent or lie. Pete Buttigieg did it how many times in 40 seconds?
This is a real attempt to turn America and the world around. This is a real attempt to stop World War III. This is a real attempt to save civilization for our children, because there's not just evil in the world, there's good as well. And so you've got to decide that that's happening and join it and promote it and support Trump and support us and spread the word, because that's what they fear is when you get a mission and you get committed and you take action. So tell everybody about the links at Real Alex Jones. Share the articles, share the videos, follow us at Real Alex Jones, and support us at drjonesnaturals.com with the great products. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Get things you need. It takes money to win a war. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A big sale going on right now. Everybody needs Nitric Boost. It cleans out your blood and flushes all this crap out. Everybody needs the Nano Silver toothpaste and products at drjonesnaturals.com. This is a war!
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, joining me now is Brianna Morello. And I think, you know, she was having an issue. She was trying to get into the White Dudes for Harris event. And I think that she had to convince them that, hey, how dare you assume what a woman is. You don't even know what a woman is. So I think she was able to sneak past the guards and get into the meeting. And, you know, this whole thing is hilarious to me, Brianna, because I can't even imagine if let's say, J.D. Vance or Donald Trump had a White Dudes for Trump or White Dudes for Vance event. Can you even imagine what the headlines would be? But then they do it for Harris. But then it was basically just an hours-long cringe fest. So were you able to sneak in, though? Did you defy what a woman is, and did you make it into the White Dudes for Harris event?
Yeah, well, Owen, thank you for having me. The only requirement upon, you know, attending was that you didn't have to have balls, and they didn't want anyone with balls. And so that's why I was able to sneak my way in. And you had to have a low T count. So I made my way in. Ultimately, though, it was supposed to be a Zoom meeting, and I thought I was going to be able to get in to ask questions. I wanted to grill a lot of these speakers, but unfortunately, they last minute switched it up and broadcasted it over YouTube. So it was very unfortunate, but you needed a link to get into it, it looks like. And so I was able to make my way in there. But they said over 100,000 people attended this meeting, and I don't think it was 100,000. I think it's a lot like what we saw back in 2020, where Joe Biden inflated all these numbers to make it seem like he was popular, but wasn't. And so, yeah, it didn't seem authentic. It didn't seem like
anything
that
anyone wanted
to watch.
Well, now, hold on a second. Now, there could have been, I mean, half those people could have been tuning in for comedic value.
Yeah, well, not many people knew that you could sneak into it, and I had to make an alias email, so I went with a popular Dem social media influencer email address and made a Gmail to make sure that they were going to let me in. And so I don't know if the vast majority of Americans knew to do that if they wanted to get into it. But yeah, it was pretty solid though. Once I got in there, it was I had to crunch it all down to 2 minutes. But over the 2 hours or so that they went on for, I mean, I probably could have given you at least 7 to 10 minutes worth of content. It was so bad, so cringe. And they literally had no self-awareness. Now, Owen, if you would have attended, they would have took turns kind of bashing you over the head and telling you that the white man's bad and you need to repent. And that's kind of what they were doing to all of the men that were actually there. There was a speaker, too, who wasn't white, who spoke out and was also kind of echoing just that, saying, you know, I know if you're watching this, you're not like those MAGA white men. You're different. And then he went on to guilting them for other things.
Yeah.
So it was entertaining, of course.
Well, it's this giant ritual that the Democrats, it's the ritual of identity politics. And what they want to do is they want to guilt trip, specifically, I would say black women, but anybody that's not white, they want to guilt trip you. If you don't vote for Harris, you're basically a race traitor. I mean, my goodness, like how could you think of such a thing? Even if her policy is that you have to die, I mean, you don't want to betray your race and not vote for Harris. And then there's the whole, it's like a political cucking mechanism. And it's like, oh, the white man is bad, but you're forgiven. Like, we anoint you. Just all you got to do is be liberal.
Yeah. Well, they also had a white woman for Harris Zoom just a few days prior. And it was a bunch of white women telling other white women that we need to kind of push each other and help black women out, because black women can't get elected without the help of white women, of course.
Oh, how racist.
And that was the nudge. Yeah, if I were to say that out loud, I would be deemed a KKK member, of course, and they would start making memes about that. But when they say it, it's allowed. I mean, it's literally the most hateful human beings on the face of this earth in one meeting. It was interesting, too. One of their speakers actually said, you know, if there is a God, she's a woman, pretty much. It was just so bizarre to sit here and listen to these people. I mean, they're obviously like atheists. They don't really have any souls, and they're trying to guilt others. And it was just,
well, it wasn't much of it about abortion.
Some of it was about abortion. Yes, I know Pete Buttigieg did touch upon that, and that was strange.
Well, we don't need Pete Buttigieg touching about anything, but I know he talked about abortion.
Yeah. Well, he was the interesting one, right? Because he said that abortion is actually a male's right. And I don't know what that means. Maybe a male's right to sleep around and not have to commit to any woman or commit to raising a family.
You know, I really don't even want to go here, but I might as well. And let me be clear. I'm not encouraging this because I'm pro-life. I'm just saying, let's just go all the way with this logic then. If it's a, because really the left says it's the woman's right to choose and that the man shouldn't have any say in it. Well, okay, so let's actually look for a logical conclusion that's consistent here. Well, if a woman can abort her child and the man has no say, let's say the man wants to keep the baby, he supposedly has no say in the process. Well, then we should have laws that if the man doesn't want to have the child, then he should not be responsible for any child support. He should not be on the hook for any responsibilities, child support, payments, whatever. None of it. None of it. If the woman can say, oh, I don't want my baby, I'm removing responsibilities, I'm killing the baby, then why doesn't the man get the same equal treatment? Again, I'm not calling for that. I'm pro-life. I'm just saying, you notice how nobody's going that far. You notice how nobody's pushing for men's rights in this whole thing.
Yeah, well, Pete Buttigieg says he is, but it's only when he wants to kill the babies, and that's about it.
Well, Pete Buttigieg gets into a medical gown and sits in a medical bed with his husband, pretending like they just gave birth.
Yeah, and he chest feeds, too. It's an exhausting job, but somebody has to do it.
Oh, my gosh.
The memes are great, though. Yeah. No, Vance is weird. No, but this is what they do, right? They do these things all the time. It's bizarre, but it's expected, though, Owen. I mean, these people are they don't value life, but they pretend like they do. Like you mentioned in the open, too, they pretend like they love freedom, but they don't actually love freedom. Because if they were to love freedom, like they pretend like they do, there would be policies that reflected just that, except it's the complete opposite. They don't actually do the things that they say, but we all know that on the right. We know that they're all hypocrites, and that's just putting it nicely, because there's a couple other words I could use for them at this point. But it was really, really bad, too, on the call, because, again, they were talking about things. Oh, you're going to like this one, Owen. So one of the – this is a great photo. There was one moment on the call where the man who was kind of like running everything was talking about the pressures about being a white man and having to be leaders of these households that they're supposed to be leading. And he was very upset about it. He said –
he should just advocate all responsibility to the woman, you know?
That's what they do, isn't that what they do?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an absolute mess. These guys are, it was a beta man crying fest. It was an absolute disgrace. But I mean, that's
so
what you
he's
have
complaining
to do.
About leadership role. So I'm sorry, finish your statement.
Yeah, so he's complaining about leadership roles, and he was complaining about masculinity and how that's pushed on these all these men, and that you have to be masculine, you have to be able to be a defender for your household. I'm sorry, but that is absolutely ridiculous. The fact that he was so offended and so touched on it that he got like very emotional and choked up on it.
Bizarre. But see, that's the problem is these people deny basic psychology, basic biology. Mm-hmm. Even to the degree in which it hurts their own well-being, because what he's talking about is actually a real phenomenon, and I covered these earlier with a different female guest, and I said, is this true? There's studies out there in polls where liberal men do identify as non-masculine, conservative men identify as masculine, liberal men don't identify as masculine. And then there's, you know, follow-up stories or polls, and liberal women say, I don't want to date liberal men because they're non-masculine. So, I mean, that's just basic human psychology. That's basic biology. That's what a woman wants, whether she's liberal or not. She can't help these instincts. And so the liberal man is sitting here like, well, I've been turned into this weak-kneed bitch boy, soy boy, twig, and women don't love me. Oh, my gosh, the burden. And then a woman shows up and she's like, yeah, I'm not attracted to you.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think naturally women are attracted to masculine men, and that's just how it's always going to be, regardless of how they try to push it. But I don't understand why they're so against it. They pretend to be fighters for the causes that they believe in, but they're physically incapable of being able to defend those causes that they said that they believe in. And so at what point do they realize that they are physically incapable of being able to protect the beliefs that they say that they actually want to believe in? I just don't understand the logic behind any of this. But there's also other studies, like you mentioned, Owen, that in regards to men who tend to vote more on the left side of things and see things politically on the left, that their testosterone levels are significantly lower than they should be.
Dangerously
and I
low.
Think that should be the requirement before you go and vote. Oh, come on.
What? We're promoting white dudes for Harris. They're in the Senate chambers. They're giving each other prostate exams.
That should be a billboard.
White dudes
but
for
yeah.
Harris.
Oh, man. It's so bad. It's so bad. But you know, they actually allegedly raised over $3 million for Kamala Harris during that.
Allegedly. I'm glad you said allegedly.
It's not very likely, Owen, that
do
that
you,
actually
yeah,
took
do
place.
You trust that bar that they were putting up? I don't.
No, the bar was very, very low. But they were pretending like this was like a massive fundraiser. It's all about... Listen, I strongly believe there's going to be a massive amount of election fraud coming up in November. And I think they have to sit here and pretend like Kamala Harris has the support of the American people. And so they're going to hold a lot of these virtual events to do just that. They're going to pretend like, oh, like they said on the call, oh, there's 100,000 people watching live. I don't think there's actually 100,000 people watching live. I think that they're making those numbers up. But why are we still doing virtual events? Why not fill out arenas when you're getting 100,000 people to show up to these events? Because they can't. And that's why they're pretending. And so we're going to watch all these fake numbers kind of popping up everywhere and pretending like Kamala Harris has the support. But again, she doesn't. She's not a very likable person. We all know this. And we're watching the mainstream media also kind of manipulating the coverage on her. Google, big tech, all these companies are now pretending like Kamala Harris is really a threat. If you Google Donald Trump's name, Kamala Harris stories tend to generate now. That's not accidental. That's intentional. And they're pushing her as a presidential candidate, even though nobody likes her. And well, so we'll see how this plays out.
I completely agree with you. And again, I'm saying, you know, we're not running against Kamala Harris per se. We're running against a corrupt system. We're running against a corrupt establishment. And the issue isn't Kamala's popularity. The issue is, can we beat the voter fraud? And so yeah. I see all these people that are saying, wow, Kamala's really winning. She's a real threat. Well, it's not Kamala. It's the voter fraud. It's the mail-in ballots. You know, it's all the shenanigans that Democrats pull to win elections illegitimately. It's not that Kamala Harris is popular or a threat. That's all hype. It's actually amazing to me. And, you know, I try not to anger right wingers these days with some stuff. I just tend to kind of let them go off. But tell me if you agree. What I've noticed now is that you have a certain segment of the right wing that the leftist propaganda actually works on. And it's a real strange thing. It's like the left wing propaganda is actually working on the right wing where they're sitting here. I mean, that whole thing yesterday was fake. Like, hey, like I'm the dude and I'm literally for Harris, man. Like, oh, like 2 weeks ago, Joe Biden was sharp as a tack. Oh yeah. Now you're all behind Harris. I mean, give me a break. There were stories not even as long as a year ago. They were trying to remove Harris. The Obamas were saying Harris was a problem. These were left-wing news outlets. Politico, they said Harris is a problem. She's got to go. So this whole thing is contrived. This whole thing is fake. All this hype around Harris, the fundraising story, it was just cutting a check and changing the name from Biden to Harris. But I've noticed right-wingers are really afraid of Harris. Like, they actually think she's, like, really the big threat to beat Trump. Hey, look, the threat is the same as before, as the same threat that got Biden in. It's not Harris.
Yeah. Yeah, 100% I agree with that, because ultimately he ran the campaign from his basement back in 2020 and then he magically won. Now, obviously, we knew back then he wasn't very likable, but he was able to secure the victory through fraud, obviously. And off he went. And so I think that's the kind of same threat we're dealing with Kamala Harris. But I also think it's important. A lot of people tend to, you know, pivot when it comes to Kamala to all of her maybe dating stories and whatnot. And I think it's important to make sure we tell everyone, you know, we don't have this in the bag. I think a lot of Americans need to get involved in their elections. And there are several ways you could do so. But ultimately, we have to get involved because this election will be stolen if we allow them to do so. They did it back in 2020, knowing damn right that the American people did not support Joe. And they're doing it again in front of our own eyes. I mean, we're watching all these last minute pieces of legislation get shot down by the courts, too, still to this day. I believe there was just another challenge in Michigan that we unfortunately lost due to mail-in ballots again, mail-in ballots being counted after they are after Election Day.
Yeah,
still.
Democrats are going to win Michigan for that reason and probably Pennsylvania for that reason as well, unfortunately. They had, you know, that's how I'm measuring it, is where are these lawsuits going? Republicans actually had a good win in Georgia and Arizona, but they had big losses in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. And so, I mean, I really think that's what's going to determine the race. It's not even going to be the votes, unfortunately. It's going to be the voting laws.
Owen, and I also want to drive home another point, too. Let's say they miraculously do allow President Trump to win in November. Those congressional races and the Senate races are also things we need to keep our eyes on, because ultimately President Trump's not going to be able to get anything passed if they lock down both Congress and Senate to the left. And I think that's another key point that people have to understand, is they're going to pretend, maybe they might pretend like, hey, listen, our elections are legitimate. There's no fraud here. Because look, Trump is now back in the White House. But they might have stolen a couple of congressional races to make sure that we didn't get those victories. And so nothing will get passed. And so those are other things that we need to look out for, because, you know, in states like New York, you know, they put on the ballot. This was a couple of years ago, I believe, during the pandemic around 2020. They put on one of their ballots this question regarding universal mail-in ballots. The New Yorkers ultimately rejected it and they didn't want it. And it was a massive amount of New Yorkers who did so. But what happened was, we had Kathy Hochul, the governor right now, go out and instead of honoring what the New York people's wishes were, they decided to go and sign this piece of legislation into law because Democrats have the majority. And so now people like my family members who are Democrats, registered Democrats in the state of New York in very competitive districts, they're getting mail-in ballots now. And it's legal, but it's being challenged, but it's not going to be successful until after the election, it looks like. And so ultimately, tons of mail-in ballots are going to be going out, but it's only to Democrats. I haven't heard of any registered Republicans in New York State who have gotten their ballots quite yet.
Well, not in their name. It'll be under a different name. And it's like, oh, they meant to send it to the Democrat that lived there before you, or, you know, something else goes on. So I have seen cases of that. But again, all of this stuff behind Kamala is obvious propaganda and hype. And again, I'm not sitting here saying, hey, it's over, Trump's going to beat Kamala. We're up against the same corruption we were, whether it's Kamala, whether it's Biden, whether it's Obama, whether it's Clinton. It doesn't matter. It's the same corruption. It's the same deal. But I mean, this is what they do, is they drum up all this hype. It's like if a team signs a new player or something, or like gets a new jersey design, and then they just run this marketing hype to sell jerseys. And so that's what the Democrats are doing right now with Kamala Harris. There's a severe problem that the left wing has that's anti-Israel. They're not going to vote for Kamala Harris. They're out rioting in the streets. They're going to be rioting probably during the Democrat National Convention. So I'm sorry, I'm not buying the hype because you bring a bunch of Hollywood people onto a stream and because you do a bunch of fake fundraising numbers and because you run a bunch of marketing gimmicks. I'm not even convinced Kamala is going to be their final nominee.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I was actually asking a bunch of attorneys as well to see. So obviously the money has to stay with whoever's on the ticket. And as of right now, you know, obviously it was Joe Biden.
Well, that's why Kamala, those record funds are frozen right now.
Yeah. Well, I wonder who she picks for VP. I think that's going to be the telling point, right? Whoever she picks for VP, if that money could be transferred to them if they take Kamala off the top of the ticket. I've asked a couple lawyers. They actually don't know the direct answer if that's even legal or not. So I think that's what's going to be kind of the concerning part in all of this, is whether that money could be transferred to whoever the VP is if they take over the ticket. But they still haven't even announced it. And you're not really hearing much in the way of reporting on it. But like you just mentioned, too, I want to get back to the fact that the left is always in sync. So unfortunately, on the right, there's a lot of inner fighting, and I think we do it too publicly sometimes, because the left, even if they don't like something, they tend to just all get in line, and they don't have their outrage on public display. And I think that's what we need to kind of focus on too, because it really helps Democrats. The internal drama for Republicans doesn't really help too much. So I'd like to see a little bit more of unity when it comes to Republicans. Now, I get it. That sounds kind of rhino-ish at times, depending upon what policies I'm talking about. But ultimately, when it comes to backing candidates, I think we need to be more unified on that messaging. There shouldn't be so many, I guess, critics on that front, because sometimes it's good, but sometimes it's not. And I sat back watching them go after Joe Biden and was laughing about it. And I'm sure you were as well, Owen, because we rarely see drama within the Democratic Party. And so I think it was interesting to kind of sit back and watch.
Well, and look, I don't really do red on red. I don't really go right to right when it comes to my commentary or my attacks. But I would echo what you're saying. The time for this dissent inside the right wing is after we win the White House and hopefully Congress. That's the time for this dissent. It's kind of an odd phenomenon that I'm seeing where it's the same right wingers that will complain that we never win. And it's like, finally, we're in a position to win and we've got momentum in our sales. And some people are deciding to take a knife to the sails. And it's like, hey, wait, hold on a second. Wait to sort out all this stuff until we win. And so it's kind of this weird thing where I think people are getting ahead of it right now. And it's kind of like, you know, they say like a black pill or a doomer pill, or they're not doing enough on this issue, or they're not doing enough on this issue, or they're bad on this issue. And it's like, hey, let's sort all this out after we win. Like, do you really want to engage in this infighting right now and have a Democrat in the White House? Or would you rather get a right-wing Congress and a White House and then deal with these issues?
Yeah. No, that's 100% right. And you know who comes to mind when we talk about this? Kevin McCarthy. He is over here right now trying to challenge Congressman Matt Gaetz in the state of Florida with a rhino because he's upset because Congressman Matt Gaetz hurt his feelings. And so he is challenging him. And it's not just Matt Gaetz. It's been other conservative Republicans who voted to oust him as speaker. And so instead of doing what's best for the party, he's doing best for his ego. And that's why he bowed out of Congress and he lost that seat. And so much more. So it's infuriating to see former Speaker Kevin McCarthy doing all of this, but no one's calling him out for it. We allow him to continue to go on. We allow him to continue to host fundraisers, and very few people call him out for causing a lot of this internal drama. Yeah, you got your feelings hurt. So what? So what? You're a loser. You bowed out and you abandoned people. Exactly. Exactly.
He did it to himself. And again, that's what I'm talking about. It's like, we're actually getting a hold of the Republican Party from the Republican establishment. I mean, what they call Con Inc. has had to change its culture and its rhetoric in the last 2 years. And I see people like complaining at us gaining ground politically. And I'm just like, what in the heck is going on? But anyway, I don't really go right on right. I don't do red on red. So I don't really talk about it. I just focus on the issues and trying to win in November. And I know you're the same way. We only had you scheduled for a segment, but I'm curious. Can you do another segment?
Yeah.
All right. I got to play this video, guys. When we play this video coming up, I would suggest don't be drinking any coffee. Don't be drinking any milk. Don't have a glass of Turbo Force in front of you. Don't have a glass of Vitamin Infusion. What David Hogg said in the aftermath of the White Dudes for Harris little digital deal yesterday. I'm not kidding you. When I heard this morning, I let out a belly laugh. I think I probably stirred my neighbors, and they were wondering what the hell was going on. One of the funniest things you'll ever hear on the other side of this break. Brianna Morello is our guest, and maybe we'll get her take on the Senate hearing today as well before we hear from Mike Lee in the final segment of this hour. It's all coming up here halfway through now, the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. Oh, my gosh.
Hi, this is Jeff with DMO Knives, and we are super excited to partner with Alex Jones for this style Breacher knife from DMO. For a limited time, our tactical Breacher, through our Alex Jones partnership, will be designed like this. We have our black over OD Cerakote, OD G10 composite handles with the following logos upon them. Betsy Ross flag over here with Alex Jones signature here. And then you flip that over, and we've got Donald Trump. Fight, fight, fight. We've had these things crammed in a Humvee, prying open a door in Syria. We've shot them at the range. They have survived. They have a lifetime guarantee. So if you ever break one, we'll replace it for you to help develop the toughness and sturdy and durable and usability, along with the beauty. There's four different heat stages that we put this thing through to come up with a dual level of hardness for usability and sturdiness. It's built to never fail the operator. Made in America, by Americans, for Americans. How much stronger can you get than the DMO quarter-inch thick steel breacher? Patriotic, strong, just like America. Again, we are super excited to team up with Alex Jones with DMO Knives for this product, which is our patriotic tactical breacher. You can't get more patriotic than this. We can't wait to get them in your hands.
In the last 6 months, as InfoWars has been fighting for its very existence, we've had a lot of great organizations and groups reach out wanting to support us. Well, I got to tell you, Dead Moose Ops is one of the best. They put out some of the most amazing collectible limited edition knives and other amazing collectibles with folks like the Hodge Twins and so many others. These guys are bringing great products to the American people, and they're keeping some of the most important talk show hosts on the air as we win the fight against the globalists. So we've decided to come out with 500 of their best-selling limited edition knife engraved specifically for InfoWars. It's amazing. So here it is with the American flag, the original 13, Alex Jones, and it is such a storied knife. It's a special operations style knife. It's of the highest quality steel made right here in America in Arkansas. This knife cost over $115 to just produce because it's of the highest quality materials at the highest standards. And there's only 500 of these limited inscription knives with the original 13 colonies flag, commissioned by George Washington and laser inscribed with my signature, Alex Jones. This is a very important fundraiser. You know, on NPR and on PBS, you know, they get hundreds of millions of dollars of tax money every year. They will sell a coffee mug for $100, though it costs $5. And you know you're getting memento to know you supported communism and evil and the New World Order. Well, this is a knife that cost over $115 because it's such high quality. And when you get the knife and you pay the extra money to fund the operation, you are changing the world. So if you want a limited edition knife that is simply amazing, read all about it right now at dmoknives.com. It is dmoknives.com. This is a true piece of Americana, and it funds the operation. There's only 500 of this knife available. So please be part of this fundraiser and have this piece of history. Go to DMO, that's Dead Moose Operatives, but just DMO, the letters DMO, knives.com, it's on screen, and you get an additional $25 off when you use promo code Alex.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, Brianna Morello with us for another segment. All right, now maybe it's just me. I'll kind of test run it with the crew. It could just be me. But I think David Hogg is about to deliver one of the greatest one-liners in the history of politics. This was him in the aftermath being interviewed on CNN about the white dudes for Harris stunt yesterday. Here it is, clip 9.
David, let's bring you in. I want to know, you were on a donor call with VP Harris Friday, if I'm not mistaken. Tell us about that, because she was on that call. I believe you asked a question. And why do you think it's important to be on this one tonight?
I think it's important to show that we aren't just white dudes for Kamala, but also that we're younger white dudes, we're older white dudes, we're people of all ages for Kamala. And I also have to note, too, that this would not have been possible. This was inspired by, you know, following in the footsteps of Black Woman for Kamala, which was one of the first calls that was set up. And I was on that National Finance Committee call earlier, and I can just say that The vice president is fired up. Young people are fired up. People of all ages are fired up, and they're donating. Just after it was announced that the vice president was going to become the nominee, I set out a challenge to people to raise $100,000 on Twitter in 1 hour for the vice president. And not only did we do that, we ended up raising about $345,000 to support the vice president from over 6,000 people around the country. So people are fired up, and we're ready to be out there.
Oh, that's the wrong clip. I sent the wrong clip. I got to find the right clip. I just totally blew that. Brianna, let me find the right clip. That's on me. But you know what? Now the buildup intensifies. Did you watch? I'm going to find the right clip. I'm going to get on it.
No pressure.
I'm going to find the right clip. Talk about the Senate hearing. You're taking over host duties right now. I have to pass them on to you. I got to find the right clip. I'm going to send it to the crew. This was a massive failure on my part.
It's okay. I could cover for you, Owen. So the Senate hearing is obviously taking place earlier today. The acting Secret Service director, at least he fessed up to Secret Service being an absolute failure. I'll give him that, and I'll say that very nicely. But ultimately, he did take ownership, probably because he saw the beating that the previous Secret Service director received for not being so transparent received. And so he said, yes, okay, it was an epic failure. We're kind of going through it all. We're trying to figure out where the failures lie. But again, nobody has been fired. Like I just said, the previous Secret Service director had to resign because nobody pushed her out. She should have been fired, but she wasn't. Now, interesting enough as well, you know, when you kind of work through it, when they're talking about, oh, you know, well, we didn't really know that the shooter was on the roof. It's interesting because they're just now admitting to this. We only know this, and the only reason why Secret Service is forced to admit this is because local law enforcement agencies are outing them. Secret Service and the FBI were probably going to throw local PD under the bus. We saw that when they were talking about, you know, protecting the roofs, and that wasn't their job, and they weren't in charge of the structure where the shooter did climb up on. That wasn't Secret Service's role. But ultimately, thankfully, local police departments are coming out and saying, no, this was all Secret Service. And so they're getting ahead of the story, which I greatly appreciate, because so many times we watch the FBI and Secret Service kind of lie to the American people, and it needs to be told. Now, during the hearings today, we also learned that the communications that Secret Service had weren't archived. Isn't that unfortunate? So now you won't be able to see and hear what specifically was said behind the scenes. So they're going to, you know, play stupid and pretend like certain things weren't said because they don't really have the records. But
well, I'm gonna have to scour for this piece. I'm so upset. I'm so upset. It's just
Owen.
It's in the clip, but it's an extended clip. It got cut short in the clip I sent the crew, and so I sent them the wrong clip. It's 100% on me. Oh my gosh! And I'm telling you, it's the funniest thing. It's the funniest one-liner from Hogg you're ever gonna hear in your life.
Well, then reenact it, Owen. Let's see you reenact it.
No, I can't deliver it like him because he, like, I can't. It has to come from Hogg. It has to come from Hogg for it to be funny. Because, look, these people are so just disingenuous, and they will say the most ridiculous things with a straight face that it's hilarious at times. That's what I'm saying. I bet half the people tuned into that White Dudes for Harris thing just for a laugh because it was so ridiculous. Yeah. But anyway, getting back to the hearing today, as you know, I filed a FOIA request last night. Myself and my attorney filed a FOIA request. Oh, well, thank you. But what's going to be interesting is Secret Service has 20 days to respond. The local police, the Pennsylvania police, the Butler police, they have 5 days to respond. So, you know, let's see what kind of a power struggle, if you will, there is right now between local police and Secret Service. You know, where maybe the local police are sick of getting blamed for everything by the Secret Service. And maybe they're saying, hey, you know what? Here, we'll give you all the video. We'll give you all the audio. I mean, that's just amongst the things we requested. And so maybe they will just turn over everything just to say, like, hey, look, Secret Service blames us for everything. Here's everything. They want to blame us for everything. Here's everything we have. You can decide what to do. Like, for example, they admitted today they have a dash cam video of the shooter climbing onto the roof. They have it. They had it on video.
Yeah, but remember they told you they didn't know if he used a ladder to get on the roof or not? So again, they're full of it. But I actually agree with you, because Senator Chuck Grassley has been getting all that body cam footage from local police departments, and it has not been the feds. And then we heard also today during the hearing that they're not cooperating. Secret Service has not really been cooperating and handing over the names of individuals who are in charge of certain things. And so I think it's interesting to see how they're going to try to deflect. But, you know, when I was over at the RNC, I went around asking members of Congress if we could trust the FBI, and everyone said no. Even Congressman or Chairman Jim Jordan also kind of hinted at no. So they're getting aggressive with it. But Owen, what were your thoughts? Because I saw they just set up a committee to kind of look into all of this. And besides Clay Higgins, I don't think there was anybody else really credible on there. It's all kind of a bunch of rhino, quiet Republicans. Nobody who's aggressive, besides Clay Higgins, of course, to get to all of the information. So I'm not too confident that a congressional committee is really going to get to the truth on any of this. What do you think?
I reached the exact same conclusion. It's not to say that the other members on the committee are untrustworthy. I would say maybe I'm neutral on them for the most part, but that's not a strong opinion. I'd rather feel strongly about somebody on this really important committee. I agree. It's Clay Higgins. By the way, Eli Crane has responded. He was left off. He's just a Marine sniper. He was left off. He says, no surprise at all. This committee does have some good members, but it's clear to me that keeping myself and Corey Mills, again, military experience, off of it is more political BS. Matt Gaetz followed up as they're blaming this on Speaker Johnson. Apparently, behind the scenes, they're raging at Speaker Johnson. To be clear, this is from Matt Gaetz. We all see that there are some good members chosen by the speaker for this investigation and some NPCs, too. So I guess that's what you're alluding to. But the exclusion of Crane and Mills is glaringly obvious and disgustingly political. If you really wanted the truth and accountability, you wouldn't punish the most qualified people because they don't vote for your debt-laden spending bills. That's the signal here. Vote for spending or your time in Congress will be on the sidelines. So do you agree with Matt Gaetz that this is a political punishment?
Yeah, well, keep in mind, Speaker Johnson was the one who wanted to blur out the faces of those who were on the J6 surveillance footage, and he has not yet released all the footage like he said he was going to. Oh. So I think a lot of this is political at this point, and he's just a lost cause. You know, I tried confronting him when I was at the RNC as well, and he's a runner, that guy. So it's very hard to catch up with him. But again, he's like Kevin McCarthy 2.0, maybe even worse, because we get a little bit of a higher expectation for him because he claims to be a constitutional attorney. But again, absolute failure on this front. I'm hopeful, though, that a lot of these members of Congress, like Congressman Corey Mills, are going to create these other committees to kind of, or these other investigative committees to kind of look into it themselves, because they see right through it. Obviously, they also have a little bit of back information on all of this, and they know that Speaker Johnson is probably compromised at this point.
All right. I'm sorry. I really wanted to get that clip for you. I'm going to try to find it, but I'm not going to hold you over. I know you're guest hosting another show tonight. So I'm not going to hold you over there with your brand new setup there, that you're hosting a show on later, as well as your own show, the Brianna Morello Show. So I thank you for your extended time today. I'm sorry I let you down with the clip, but if you stay tuned in, hopefully we'll be able to find it later. And if you're looking for a good laugh, we'll be able to deliver.
I'll stay watching, Owen. Thank you.
All right. Brianna Morello leaves us now. Always good to be joined by her. All right. I'm going to try to find that clip. It's driving me crazy. All right, I'm all in knots inside, okay? I'm dying inside because I failed to deliver this clip. I've failed, like Secret Service.
The chef of a prominent figure was found dead today in what appears to be a paddleboarding accident. Find out whose chef it was tonight at 10.
Welcome to Martha's Vineyard. Are you our new chef?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm John.
Have you met Michelle yet?
Hello? Someone there? No, I haven't had the pleasure.
Just make sure you get her her steak by noon.
I've been getting some weird vibes here. Feels like I'm seeing things I'm not supposed to see. I don't think these people are who everyone thinks they are.
Are you enjoying the view of my Michael? I mean, Michelle.
Understand. Her name is not Michelle, it's...
They lied about Joe Biden's health. They lied about Russian collusion and COVID. They lied about Hunter's laptop, and they lied about January 6th. They lied about the Ukraine and Jeffrey Epstein and Hollywood and everything in between. And now they want you to believe that this guy acted alone. Stop believing their bullshit. Everything they tell you is a lie.
Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Bulletproof t-shirt's out. We need the support. It's an amazing shirt. Support InfoWars. We support Trump. Get the new Bulletproof President Trump shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back.
A lot of people have been asking me how they support InfoWars in this critical fight. And it's simple. Support our sponsors. And we brought you something really special that's a limited edition. It is a campaign coin. You've seen campaign coins from different wars, Vietnam, World War II, you name it. Some wars were just, some wars were bad. But still, we've supported the troops and their memento of the campaign they've been through. Well, we're working with one of the top companies in America that is supporting so many great conservative talk show hosts like the Hodge Twins and so many others who come up with so many of these beautiful coins. And this one is the Hold the Line coin. It is a limited edition. And this campaign coin is only $30. We get an additional 10% off with promo code Alex at HoldTheLine.com. HoldTheLine.com. It's got the Liberty Bell. It says fight for freedom with other inscriptions. On the reverse side, it's got key quotes from the Bill of Rights, from true Americana history. This is a piece of history that funds the InfoWar. So this is a limited edition for InfoWars. If you want to support the broadcast, get the Hold the Line coin right now at HoldTheLine.com. This is how you show the globalists that you're a patriot and you stood up for America and you help hold the line, the most critical point in the InfoWar. Go to HoldTheLine.com and get 10% off with the promo code Alex. It's an amazing limited edition coin. I'm firing the bat signal like Colonel Travis the Alamo. Victory or death. We need your support. It's a piece of history. You get a big discount with promo code Alex. Now go to HoldTheLine.com right now and get the coin, HoldTheLine.com. You want to keep us on air? Get a piece of history? Take action now. HoldTheLine.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Crew has done it. They have found the clip. I could be crazy. I'm telling you, I laughed so hard when I heard this, though. So, I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe you'll laugh as hard as me. I probably sold it too much, though, and now it's just a non-starter. All right. We still got a lot to cover here. I got a lot of clips. We're going to go back to the hearing one more time. Remember, folks, if you like this show, I really hope you will support us by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. It would mean a lot to me. It would mean a lot to the crew. It would mean a lot to Alex Jones. So, shop at InfoWarsStore.com. The Save InfoWars Mega Sale is live. Let me just tell you about some of the products we have on sale right now. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, 25% off. I start every day with Vitamin Mineral Fusion because I get more than 100% of my daily vitamins and minerals. The daily value, more than 100% in Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and it tastes great. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. This stuff sells out fast, just like Vitamin Mineral Fusion. What are you doing to work against the bad halogen, the fluoride they put in the water? And what are you doing to deal with iodine deficiency, which is so important for so many health issues? Survival Shield X2 is the answer. Vitamin B12 Ultra 12 Liquid Tincture. Pure vitamin B12 formula, 40% off. DNA Force Plus, the flagship elite supplement about cellular production and telomere support. DNA Force Plus, 40% off. VasoBeat Complete and Nitric Boost, both 40% off. These products are key when it comes to cardiovascular health, blood health. What are you doing to address your cardiovascular health? What are you doing to address your blood flow? Very important stuff. I personally like VasoBeat Complete because it's a liquid tincture. I can put it in a drink and drink it down Whereas Nitric Boost comes in the capsule form. Both work great. Both 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil. So many people take fish oil. It's well known for a lot of different health benefits. It's one of the top things people have in their supplement pantries. So we hope that you will shop with us and get your fish oil from InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off. And what are you doing? Are you fiber deficient? Think about that. Are you getting enough fiber in your diet? If not, prebiotic fiber is right now 60% off. 60% off prebiotic fiber right now at InfoWarsStore.com. You get a great product, you support your health, and you support this transmission in the process. Okay, we've still got a lot coming up, including we're going to hear from Mike Lee in the hearing today. So we'll go back to that. We've got a couple other updates from the Kamala Harris camp. And then what is the answer to white dudes for Harris? We've got the answer for that on the Trump side. So all kinds of stuff and issues we're still going to get into. All right, here's the clip that I blew earlier. I probably blew it because maybe you won't find it as funny as me. I'll tell you, when I heard David Hogg say this about Kamala Harris, I almost fell down the stairs this morning. I was almost injured. I almost had to spend the day in the emergency room. I could have broken a leg. It was so bad. I might have been coming in a wheelchair today. I almost fell over the stairs when David Hogg said this on CNN.
One, I think it's that because we're constantly seeing her on our social media, and she's authentic, and she's funny. You know, we see her constantly out there talking and. One, I think it's that because we're constantly seeing her on our social media, and she's authentic.
She's authentic. She's
funny. You know, we see her constantly out there.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, guys. Am I too much? Is that too much? She's authentic. Guys, Kamala, if there's one thing Kamala is not, it's authentic. Man, maybe it's just me. Who does David Hogg look like, by the way? Let's not even go down that road. Maybe it's just me, but I'm telling you, when I heard him refer to Kamala Harris as authentic, I almost busted my leg on the stairs because I fell over from laughter. I mean, there is no stretch. There is no lie. There is no level of disingenuousness right now that the American left, the liberal, the Democrat will not engage in. So it's like, they just can't be honest about anything. How about that great economy? Private sector job openings at a 6-year low. Why? Because illegal aliens are getting hired. Hires plunged the most in a year over year to lowest since April 2020 during the pandemic. Why? Well, because they're off record hiring non-citizens. Quits tumble to lowest since COVID crash. I guess people are quitting their job looking for a new job because they can't afford their bills. Greatest economy ever, Jack. Gigantic retailer closing doors of 559 stores across America. It's hard to think about buying furniture when consumers are having a hard time putting food on the table. Conn's Incorporated is now bearing the brunt of that reality. They filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy on July 23rd, 2024. 559 stores will be closed according to the court filings. And that's going to be nearly 4,000 jobs across 15 states. The greatest economy ever, Jack. We got the greatest economy ever. Look at the jobs numbers. Come on, man. Oh, Kamala will do so much better for the economy, though. Won't she? And look. You don't need headlines to tell you this. And this is why I think you have to remove the average American from the conversation that we have. They don't follow politics. They're not watching news. They don't know. They're not getting the stories. They're not getting the headlines. They might get the propaganda, but the real world overwhelms it. They're going to the grocery store and paying 30%, sometimes 40% more what they were paying 5 years ago. They're going to the gas pump and paying double what they were paying 5 years ago. They're getting their energy bills and it's skyrocketing from what it was 5 years ago. They know their dollar isn't going as far. But yeah, have you tried to buy furniture recently? Have you tried to buy furniture recently? It's crazy. It's crazy. Especially if you want to buy something with real wood. Furniture prices are nuts. Truly, they are nuts. Go out and just try to buy a new dinner table. You'd be stunned what a wooden table costs. You're going to pay thousands of dollars. It's the Biden economy. It's the greatest economy ever. So people know that. People see that. By the way, we showed the protest yesterday. There was a protest in New York where you had a bunch of Asian Americans, specifically an Asian American group, thousands of them protesting against the illegal migrants taking over their cities. This is the stuff that people are seeing, and they know who to attribute it as well. Now it's happening again in New York City in Clinton Hill, clip 14.
Some here are frightened now just to go outside.
Now it feels like that whole section
is
just not available to the community
asking our local elected
anymore.
That
so our parks are not available to
can't go there.
Anymore.
Search out and give us
there.
A list of all of the empty
you can't
lots
go to the parks.
That there are.
Migrants from a 4,000-bed shelter nearby fill the sidewalks. They sit on park benches, on stoops and curbs, under the BQE overpass. So many people crowded in here, residents feared what was coming.
We have been witnessing the escalation in violence on the street and in the community for months now.
We've been pleading with the mayor, as we've seen increased violence, that this was going to be inevitable.
And on Sunday night, it came. Two people were murdered here, a third critically injured, just outside one of the two adjacent shelters in Clinton Hill. It is a neighborhood now, pleading for help.
And the leaf! And the leaf! That's
residents came together tonight to demand the city provide more protection for them now and move to downsize the two enormous and crowded migrant shelters in Clinton Hill.
The Democrats have defunded the police and funded the illegal immigrant invasion.
Vulnerable people together safely. Do you believe us now? How many more murders will it take?
This video is responsible for the two Sunday night murders. In the video, he appears to be putting a gun in his waistband. The mayor today didn't offer much hope, saying police are looking at a violent Venezuelan street gang as the people behind the shootings.
They're extremely dangerous. We're dealing with violent individuals that are not representative of the overwhelming number of people who are coming
here.
So
here's the problem. It's not the poor illegal immigrants. It's not the poor illegal aliens. No, this is all bad policy, folks. So you just hope these people are smart enough to stop voting Democrat. Whatever, you don't want to vote Republicans, fine. Just please be smart enough to stop voting for the Democrats that are doing this to you, or you are the definition of insane.
And if you can just stitch into that somehow, Alex, the ongoing accusation that not only you might be controlled opposition or I'm controlled opposition, that even a figure like Elon Musk, due to his various billion-dollar contracts through SpaceX or Tesla or whatever it is, can't truly be the renegade that many of us believe him to be.
He's devastating them. Every day with hundreds of millions of views, with transgenderism and open borders and world government and carbon taxes and depopulation and replacement migration. And there, I mean, you can't argue with energy to energy. It's a mathematical equation. He's literally devastating them. And I'm supposed to sit back and go, I'm a Pharisee to Christ. You know what? You're not perfect. You're going to hell. I'm literally supposed to sit back and watch devastation of the enemy. Like they are shitting their pants and go, I could have done it better. Great, get on the field. Show us what you'll do. Stop bitching. Show me what you can do instead of claiming everything is controlled. You say I'm with the devil? No. Those of you saying there's no hope, those of you saying Christ isn't real, those of you saying God didn't call us to victory, those of you saying that we've given a spirit of overcoming and victory, not of weakness, when the enemy comes like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. You are the Satanist. I love Jesus Christ. I want human victory throughout the stars. And any of you saying that I serve Satan are servants of Satan, and I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.